In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's been so much talk about what's happened to the Twins this year, and rightfully so. Sluggish start in April, then they had that 13-game winning streak in May. Pablo Lopez went down in June. Things started to fall apart. They played a little better right before the break, staggered out of the break, and then by the deadline, just all the overwhelming volume of deadline deals, bullpen traded away, and the Twins look forward to the future. But then you look at this Angels club, and they had Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani in the same lineup and have done nothing. And you kind of look up and down the American League, and the White Sox as of late have been dreadful. But I don't know if there's a club that plays in a big market, Southern California, the greater LA area. I know they're out in Orange County and Anaheim. But they have an owner willing to spend. And at one point in time, they had Ohtani and Trout, and they've just never been able to put it together. They have just, and you look at the records going into this game tonight, and the Angels are 67-76. That's four games better than the Twins. And just another lost season for the Angels in the American League West. And you could argue Shohei Ohtani, now with the Dodgers, clearly was a generational talent. You know, the pitching, the hitting, we all know that. Then you had Mike Trout, oft injured, but when healthy, a tremendous talent. And they just haven't been able to put it together. And another tough year for the Angels. By the way, the Twins return home for their final homestand of the season. They'll be in Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Yankees in for three, and that'll be next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. Then the Guardians close out the home schedule with four games in 3 days. They have a split doubleheader on that final home Saturday of the season, the 20th, and then they'll finish with the Rangers and the Phillies. By the way, a Simeon Woods Richardson on the mound. Truly sad story. Naz Reid, fan favorite, huge part of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And we learned over the weekend that the sister of Naz Reid was fatally shot at a New Jersey apartment complex. Authorities said today that her boyfriend has been charged with murder. Police went to the Paragon apartment complex in Jackson, New Jersey, around 11 a.m. Saturday after receiving reports of shots fired. They soon found Taraya Reid, 28, unresponsive near the complex's exit. She had apparently been shot multiple times. Her alleged boyfriend, 29-year-old Shaquille Green, was running down a nearby road. He was taken into custody without incident. Just horrible news. Domestic violence, apparently. And Nas Reed's sister is gone. Just terrible news. Karl Anthony Towns, Nas Reed, former teammate now with the New York Knicks, on social media, heartbroken. No words can ever take away the pain for my brother, holding everyone close in prayer today. Just horrible news, Jonathan Lowe, about Nas Reed. You don't expect something like that to hit so close to home, but here we are. Really, really tough news for Nas Reed. And like I say, I think when it comes to domestic violence, more will come out about the circumstance. Was it an abusive relationship? Were there threats? And so on and so forth. But a real tragedy for Nas Reed and family to work through. Just a devastating story for sure. Other sports headlines. The Minnesota Lynx have dominated this year in the WNBA, but not so much as of late. Tuesday, they take on Indiana as we move toward the end of the season. And the Lynx still have to be your favorite. And they take on the Indiana Fever. Caitlin Clark done for the year, as you know. But, you know, at 33-9, it's kind of crazy to sit here and fret about a 33-9 team. And it's like, well, you know, I don't know. They've lost 9 games all year. Now, I believe 4 of those have been in the last couple of 3 weeks. And Cheryl Reeve has had some concerns. I think they'll be fine. And I still want to throw this out there. If they don't win the title, I will be surprised. If I gambled on sports, and as a rule, I don't, they should be the WNBA. Now, injuries and circumstances, you get some bad breaks. See the WNBA finals a year ago. But they still have to be. Now, the Las Vegas Aces are on a tear. They've won 14 in a row. Now, the Atlanta Dream considered a threat. The Phoenix Mercury considered a threat. So the Aces have won 14 straight. The Atlanta Dream playing really well. They've won 4 in a row. And now you got kind of the New York Liberty and the expansion Golden State Valkyries all in the playoff mix. And, of course, the Indiana Fever. No Caitlin Clark. It has been a lost sophomore season for Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. But I don't know about you, Jonathan Lowe, but I get that sense. And maybe that's a Minnesota sports fan thing. The Lynx 33-9, still have a 5-game lead for the number one seed going into the tail end of the season.
They've clinched.
They've clinched the number one seed.
Yeah, they clinched that a couple weeks ago.
No, but what I'm saying is their people are still fretting.
Oh, I see.
You know, that it's kind of like, you know, the Aces are on a tear. There were people saying that, you know, the Dream and the Mercury could be a threat, and they certainly could be. But I still say that the Lynx, and I did bring this up with Lindsay, you know, they're just trying to get to the finish line in the postseason. I don't know how much their incentive there is night in and night out. And I know there is professional pride, but they were so dominant for so long this season. you know, if they do coast a little bit, I'm not particularly offended by that.
Well, now, okay, so basically there are two games left in the season for the Lynx. The regular season is over on Thursday. And so right now you're just trying to position. You know, you get some reps in. You don't necessarily want to coast, and at this point I don't think you can, because again, there's not a whole lot of time left in the season. But you also don't want to put yourself at risk of getting injured at all. You want to make sure that all of your folks are healthy as can be going into the playoff push. And it's going to be a little bit of an extended push this year, because let's say the Lynx get all the way to the finals. The finals are best of seven this year, not best of five.
It should be.
Yes. So I think right now the Lynx think they're the favorite. The public believe they're the favorite. The standings say they're the favorite.
Yeah.
Barring a big injury to one of their big-time players, and I would include Nafisa Collier, Courtney Williams, Alana Smith in that category, possibly Bridget Carlton. Any of those players go down for a significant amount of time in the playoffs, unless that happens, This season is a failure, and I believe the Lynx would say that. I know the Lynx would say the same thing. It would be a failure if they did not win the WNBA title.
Yeah, I completely agree, and that can be a burden, and I think that can be a burden with the club, where the expectation is, it's kind of like, you know, we don't know if they're going to get to double digit losses here in the final week of the regular season as they play it out. But I just think anything shy of getting to the WNBA Finals, you could say, we blew it. Now, you never know over the course of the finals how that plays out, over a best of seven, and so on and so forth. But I totally agree. The expectation should be that they are the favorite to win the title, and you laid out all the metrics.
I'm saying if they don't win the title, it's a failure. If they don't get to the finals, it is an absolute abject failure. There are more conditions and definite conditions put on that if they don't even make it to the WNBA finals.
Yeah, for sure. But I think I laid out the contenders, and you got to put the Liberty at the edge of that. You know, they're the defending champs, but I think there are clubs right now that are certainly more dangerous than the WNBA.
Well,
so it should be a fun run.
The Aces right now are target number one. I know Breonna Stewart is back. How healthy is she for the Liberty? And then, you know, Phoenix and Atlanta have been really good, and Atlanta has been a bit of a thorn. I think I believe one of the losses was to Atlanta recently, and they're that team that could be a thorn in the side. They play a physical brand of basketball. They have very good wing athletes on that team. So they're a team to keep an eye on. That's a reason why they're tied for the second best record in the league with the Aces.
Yeah, and a 14-game tear. That's impressive. In a relatively
you hope
short
the Aces
season.
Have peaked too early. You hope they've peaked too early.
Yeah, for sure. It is 7:18. By the way, before the end of the show, we'll talk more about Byron Buxton, have some highlights from a magical day on Sunday. And it was magical, and he got hurt on top of it. So it was the good, the bad, and the ugly for Byron Buxton on the final game of the series in Kansas City. They're in Anaheim tonight. And by the way, our pregame lineup card begins at 8 o'clock tonight. And first pitch, no final pitch after the game tonight because of the West Coast tilt. By the way, Henry Lake is off. Steve Thompson and Jonathan Lowe is here. Chris Tubbs has a couple of days off as well here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Twins and Angels tonight on the radio at 8. Lineup card starts then. First pitch. I always get a kick out of this, how precise they are with the start time tonight. 8:38 Central Time. 6:38 Pacific Time. Now, I've never been to the Big A, as it was known once, and then they put seats in the outfield for Rams games. I always hated that. I always hated what they did to the Big A way back in the day when they put those seats in the outfield. It's kind of like what they did to the Oakland Coliseum when they got the Raiders back from L.A., Mount Davis. And then they finally tore a lot of that stuff out and returned it to ballpark, and they're still there. I've never heard any rumors that they were considering a new stadium in Anaheim, that they appear to be pretty pleased. Jonathan, have you ever been out there? Have you ever seen a game?
Never seen a game. I've only been out to the L.A. area a couple times in my life, and never got out to Anaheim to see a game out there.
Yeah, I haven't. Our good buddy Eric Nelson, and we worked together for a long time. He grew up in the OC and went to many a game out there at the Big A, and he just raves about it. And why not? It is considered a gem as far as the major leagues go. But Twins and Angels out there, both teams playing out the string at this point, and we'll have more on the Twins coming up. Wanted to talk a little golf and the Ryder Cup coming up at the end of the month at Bethpage, and everybody's getting revved up. I would assume some of the spectators have already started drinking in advance of the start of the Ryder Cup. I don't know. You and I both love golf, Jonathan Lowe, and over the years, I was out at the Ryder Cup. We were covering it out at Hazeltine the last time, and it is a very unique event. It's a little over the top for me. I think the drunkenness is gotten out. Bethpage will be very interesting. I hope they have plenty of security.
Yeah, they better
get it. They're going to need it.
Speaking of getting things ready early, those cops and those security officers probably need to start going on shift right now.
Whew. Yeah, as crazy as this event, and I believe it's at Bethpage this year, and then in 2 years it'll be in Europe, and then in 4 years it'll be at Hazeltine. So I think the Ryder Cup's coming back here in 2029.
That is correct, yes. This area is next up as far as the hosting duties after Bethpage this year. Yep.
Yeah, and you look at that European team, and they're tough. And I know it's not easy for the visitor to win, you know, and I know Europe has done very well in recent memory in the Ryder Cup. And it is going to be a very, very tough atmosphere for the European team at Bethpage Black on Long Island. But that team is loaded.
Yeah, they're going to have a ton of people with a ton of Ryder Cup experience. And yeah. I know that the U.S. has quite a bit of experience of their own. They have a couple. Do they have a couple of rookies or just one? Just Ben Griffin.
Yeah, and they have Scottie Scheffler, and they have Bryson DeChambeau. You know, and I know the Europeans have Rory McIlroy, and he's certainly in that elite group. And there's a lot of great players, but I just look at the depth of that European team, and it's like, by the singles matches on Sunday, the drunk frat boys might not have a lot to cheer about at Bethpage, but we'll see about that.
So I think Ludwig Ober is going to be a rookie. Absolutely, he is. I'm trying to think if Rasmus
good player though,
very good player. Rasmus Højgaard, I can't remember whether he made the last round. Or Robert McIntyre, but the rest of the guys on this squad are definite. They're definite veterans. And
I mean, you kind of forget about John Rahm,
yeah,
the big Spaniard.
Yeah,
you know, because he plays on LIV, and you know, I think he played better in the majors this year.
Yes,
if
he
I
did.
Remember.
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
he did.
He was better in the majors this year. Yeah, it'll be very interesting.
I'll say this. The X factor that, J.J. Spawn is a rookie. He's going to be a rookie
right.
on the team, too.
Yeah.
The factor that might come to mind for me, and you got to get, you know, the guys get ginned up when they get one or two really enthusiastic members on the team, so to speak.
Yeah.
And in years past, it's been for the U.S., the main guy that's been that way has been Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed is not on this team.
Yeah, wasn't his nickname Captain America?
Captain America.
Yeah.
Now, Justin Whatever. Thomas is on this team. He has a cool kind of fire. Bryson DeChambeau, he's probably going to have to lead a lot of the cheers. Sam Burns will probably get pretty feisty. But one guy that you think of that brings the passion every time he plays in this event, and he's on the European team, and it's another name that you don't think of because he hasn't been playing on the PGA Tour for a minute, Tyrrell Hatton.
Oh, yeah, that's
he's
right.
He's going to be an X factor. Mark my words, he's going to be an X factor.
Yeah, it is going to be very intriguing. I just hope people remember that it's golf. You know, this is not a rugby match. This is not, I don't know. It's borderline over the top for me. But I'm sure I'll be in the mode where I'll have to watch. When we come back, we'll recap the Twins' win over the Royals on Sunday. We've got headlines before the Twins and the Angels take over with the lineup card at 8 here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Twins and Angels tonight, game one of the three-game set in Anaheim. And then the Twins return home later in the week and open the final homestand of the season. Three with the Diamondbacks, three with the Yankees, four with the Guardians over 3 days. Then they close it out with the Rangers and the Phillies. And then it's on to the offseason for the home nine. And one of the bright spots so far on the road trip and the trip to Kansas City was Pablo Lopez on Friday night. I know they got beat 2-1. Pablo went six innings, and good to see him back. So in a season of a lot of forgettable moments, Pablo Lopez coming back out of pitch well was good. Joe Ryan's had a very good year, even though he got roughed up by Kansas City on Saturday. And then Byron Buxton. And it's hard to argue with what Byron Buxton has done this year for the Minnesota Twins, but he has indeed been very good, and that trend continued in Kansas City on Sunday.
2-2 hit high in the air to deep left center field. Back at the wall, Grichuk looks up at the base of the wall. It's gone. It bounces into the fountains, and Byron Buxton has indeed given the Twins the spark they're looking for. A solo home run from Byron, his 30th. Of the season, as Buxton rounds the bases, it's 1-0 Minnesota.
And you know, Jonathan, in a year where it just went bad on a number of fronts for the Twins, you know, Byron Buxton's generally been healthy. There's been a couple stints on the injured list. He won't play tonight because later in the game, well, he got hit, and we'll tell you about that momentarily. But really a great year for Byron Buxton. And it's a shame this season for him has turned out this way in the win-loss column.
Yeah, you just wish that he's been kind of star-crossed in the fact that this is the year that he's healthy, when a couple of seasons ago, if he could have been healthy through the whole season, what could that Twins team could have done, the team that finally broke the playoff curse, the playoff streak. It's I think he's become one of those sad sack kind of stories across the majors, not just here in the Twin Cities, but across the entire league. You see the potential, you see the spark that he provides when he plays, and the fact that he just couldn't continue that health through an entire season, really until now for the most part. It's sad. And you just hope that this is a good sign of better days to come, more health to come, and that he can stay on the field over the rest of his contract here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, it is just, you know, such an unusual year that if you would have said at the beginning of the season, you know, that Byron Buxton would be relatively healthy and put up the numbers that he has and been able to play, you know, in center field, that you would think that would be a huge one. I kind of pointed to coming out of spring training, you get, you know, more games than not, Carlos Correa, Byron Buxton, and Royce Lewis. You had to like their bullpen, and you had to like their starting rotation. And now here we are in early September, and it's just like, how did this go so wrong? And how did it turn out this way? That's what's crazy about it going into the game tonight. And as we did mention, the Twins certainly trying to get to the finish line this season. But a little good news on this road trip. As we mentioned on Friday night, Pablo Lopez was able to pitch. Now, Byron Buxton, his knee apparently is okay after getting hit by a pitch. And we just want to play that moment for you from the game on Sunday.
And Byron got hit right in the leg. That's not good. He's down on his knees. It was a sinker, a hard sinker, and Buck now sitting in the batter's box. Nick Paparesta is out. Byron sitting in the dirt, not moving. And it looked at first glance like it got him in the knee. Byron shaking his head side to side.
Yeah, and the one thing we do know, he will not be in the lineup tonight, but there will be another update on him during the lineup card starting at 8 o'clock. And then the manager, Rocco Baldelli, talked about the injury to Buxton following the game on Sunday.
Buck is should be okay. Left knee contusion, essentially, is it. We'll see how he is when he wakes up tomorrow. We got a flight right now. I think he's going to be okay, whether it's a day or, you know. I don't see this being too much of an issue, but we need to monitor him over the next 24 hours, make sure he comes out okay. Should be okay.
All right, so that is the very latest. We'll have more coming up at 8. Here's how they're going to go behind Simeon Woods Richardson. Martin in left to lead off. Walner's in right will bat second. Keyshaw at second will bat third. Larnach's the DH in the cleanup spot. Lewis at third will bat fifth. Clemens at first will bat sixth. Lee is at shortstop and will bat seventh. Gasper's going to catch and bat eighth. Outman in center field will bat ninth. Martin, Walner, Keyshaw, Larnach, Lewis, Clemens, Lee, Gasper, Outman behind Simeon Woods Richardson tonight against the Angels. And once again, first pitch scheduled at 8:38 our time here on the home of the Twins. No final pitch tonight or tomorrow night due to the late start on the West Coast. We'll come back. Headlines in a moment. Jonathan Lowe, front and center. It is the Lake Show. Steve Thompson in for Henry here on News Talk. 830 WCCO. All right. Henry's got the night off. Chris Tubbs has the night off. But Steve Thompson in, Jonathan Lowe in. Jonathan, headlines. Take it away, sir.
Thank you very much. We're going to start tonight in the Northland, the northern part of outstate Minnesota. The Ely Police Department released a public safety alert on Monday after suspicions were raised over children's bikes being tampered with. According to authorities, they have received multiple reports this year of front tires coming off of children's bicycles while being ridden, causing injuries. The police believe that these incidents may be the result of someone intentionally tampering with bikes. The Ely police advise parents and guardians to regularly check their kids' bikes and avoid leaving bikes unattended when possible. It was also recommended not to leave bikes outside overnight and teach children how to look for loose and tampered parts. Authorities ask if you discover your kid's bike, your child's bike, or another bike to have been tampered with to contact the Ely Police Department immediately. Additionally, contact them with any information about who may be responsible. Northern News Now, who reported this story, is working to learn more on the suspicious activity.
That is a bad deal.
Yeah, now, that's shady.
That is really shady. Now, I think it is good practice, whether you live in a small town or in the burbs or in the city, you know, to teach your kids to mind your stuff and put it away. And I think if you are going to ride a bike, I think that's a really good practice. Whether or not there's tomfoolery going on in this case, to make sure that you kind of do a walk around inspection like a pilot kid, you know, make sure the wheels are tight, make sure everything's in good shape, make sure you got air in the tires.
Yeah, you just wish it didn't have to be in this way
to teach children
about that. So
yeah, and hopefully someone's got one of those cameras, like a Ring camera or whatever, and they can find out who's up to these dirty deeds.
Absolutely.
That's a bad deal.
Absolutely. Let's head to the sweet tooth, one of my specialties. Global warming in the United States is amping up the country's sweet tooth, a new study found. When temperatures rise, Americans, especially those with less money and education, drink lots more sugary beverages and eat a bit more of those frozen desserts. It amounts to more than 100 million pounds of added sugar, or 358 million kilograms consumed in a year, compared to 15 years earlier, according to a team of researchers in the U.S. and the U.K. writing in Monday's Nature Climate Change. Climate change is shaping what you eat and how you eat, and that might have a bad effect on your health, says study co-author Duo Chan, a climate scientist at the University of Southampton. By tracking weather conditions and consumer purchases, the researchers found that sugar consumption rose as temperatures moved between 58 and 86 degrees Fahrenheit, and the warmer it got, the more sugar was consumed until appetites began to lessen when it grew warmer than 86 degrees. It's an interesting study. If you want to learn more about this and who might be affected more than others, go to the Associated Press. That's where I got this story.
All right, your favorite sweet. What is your go-to? What can't you do without?
Probably chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Probably chocolate chip cookies.
For me, it's ice cream.
Yeah.
I had to give up the cookies, the brownies, the candy bars, the peanut M&Ms, I got to have my ice cream.
Gotcha. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's my go-to.
Love it. Let's head back to sports for a minute.
All right.
There's big news on Monday. Women's 3-on-3 basketball league Unrivaled is now valued at $340 million.
Involved in that, right?
Yes, Fee is a co-founder. Nafisa Collier, co-founder of this league. After a new funding round that includes tennis legend Serena Williams, the league announced on Monday. Williams' Serena Ventures was part of a Series B funding round that was led by Bessemer Venture Partners and also included Warner Brothers Discovery and Alex Morgan's Tribe Ventures. Unrivaled did not disclose the amount of the individual contributions. Unrivaled's latest cash infusion means a dramatic rise in the valuation of the league from just 1 year ago when the league was valued at $95 million, according to a person familiar with the league who spoke on the condition of anonymity about internal matters. The investment comes as women's sports have soared in popularity and valuations in recent years, and other investors in the Unrivaled League include high-profile names such as tennis legend Billie Jean King, NBA superstar Stephen Curry, tennis champ Coco Gauff, and Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps.
Those are big names.
Those are huge names.
Yeah, that is big time. And it is very interesting as this league continues to take off. They are far from labor peace in the WNBA.
That's correct, yes.
you know, there's some things that need to be figured out there between the players and the owners.
Yes, it is still happening at that level, but hopefully this new CBA, they'll get that all ironed out, and they'll be able to get something set up for the next few years, the next time around, when they don't have to worry about this, and they can just worry about growing their brand and growing their league. And that's one other thing to talk about real quick, Nebius, yes, entered a commercial agreement with Microsoft to provide dedicated GPU infrastructure capacity at its new data center in Vineland, New Jersey, the company announced on Monday. The five-year agreement, valued at approximately $17.4 billion through 2031, involves deploying GPU services in several tranches during the 2025 and 2026. The contract value could increase to $19.4 billion if Microsoft acquires additional services or capacity. Cash flow from the agreement will help finance part of the capital expenditure associated with the project. Basically, what happened on the stock market with this, shares of Nebius Group soared more than 60% in extended trading on Monday after the announcement.
I wish I would have got in on that. We got to run Twins and Angels from SoCal coming up. No final pitch tonight. Big thanks to Jonathan Lowe. Big thanks to you for tuning in. Henry's got the night off. Chris Tubbs has the night off. Steve Thompson here. Jonathan Lowe here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.